You'll be glad you did.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
Guys, up for a little vaccine disregard. Callous, in fact, vaccine disregard. We've got to do it. Callous Disregard is the book we're going to be interviewing. Actually, I will. You guys hang out and listen, go along for the ride here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Andrew Wakefield joins us a little while. And this is exciting to me because I've been following, obviously, the vaccine damage and danger and autism issue for years. And I've known as a homeopath and someone who's observed this that the biggest immediate damage from the vaccines is actually happens in the gut, which leads to so many other things. So you're going to hear some things that I don't think anybody else that has interviewed Dr. Wakefield has covered in this way. So I'm looking forward to that. But how many people will be banned in Britain? You know, like the first they went after Michael Savage. You know, we do our Savage updates every week on his show for Health Freedom. And I'm scheduled, I think, maybe tomorrow. You check it out. Give a listen. And we're going to be covering some good stuff. First Savage, and now they actually banned this physician researcher who had the audacity to investigate and publish his findings about the link between vaccines and autism. And, of course, any parent knows that when you're watching your kid, and your kid's fine and healthy, and within hours or 24 hours, 36, whatever, of a vaccine, suddenly their whole life turns upside down. They start withdrawing, neurological changes, speech. So much happens. You can't tell these moms and dads they aren't seeing what they're seeing. That's why I think the most power we have to restore integrity to this country, believe it or not, comes from the moms. Yeah, you moms have been putting up with a lot of crap from big pharma and big government. And, of course, you call a halt to it, the men are going to have to follow along. I mean, that's just the way it is if you only knew your power. you husbands know what I mean. Anyway, the number here to be a part of the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour, if we could squeeze you in, it's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Call in toll free. Ask your questions, make your comments. We'll see where we end up going today with this interview and more. I want to say a special thanks as well when we talk about gut issues. My family utilizes the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, have for many, many years, from the time my little kids were babies, particularly my little girl. And she just asked for them by name. Actually, she doesn't say Dr. O'Hara. She says, give me the Browns, little Browns. And you can get that from my good friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Jonathan's at choosetobehealthy.com. Get your probiotics there at Probiotics 12 Plus. His number, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And if you want to, you know, cover these issues that we talk about from time to time, whether it be vaccine or otherwise, you can reach me here or go to the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. robertscottbell.blogspot.com. I said we've got some major announcements coming up. We're getting closer and closer to unveiling the new website, which is going to be a lot more interactive, a lot more up-to-date on a much more daily basis. I'm very excited about that. Stand by. We'll get there very, very soon. But right now, I think without further ado, I haven't done one of these updates in a while. There are some absurdities in the news that occur from time to time that can only be referenced as being
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, in this week's Moment of Duh, we've got to reference the United States Centers for Disease Creation, or is it Control and Prevention, as they found smoking smoking during pregnancy. They actually said it's bad for you. Yeah, the headline reads, quitting smoking before pregnancy could save babies' lives. No, no kidding. This is news. I guess to the CDC it is. Looking at the data, researchers said that smoking during pregnancy resulted in 5% to 8% of all premature births and 13 to 19% of full-term babies with a low birth weight. Researchers also found that 5% to 7% of deaths among the premature infants and 23 to 34% of the deaths caused by SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, could have been prevented if the mother had not smoked. You think? Where's Julie Gerberding? Oh, no, she left the CDC to head up Merck vaccines. Although what I think in this moment of does that this is a study, because it's so obvious, but it may be another smokescreen to prevent you from knowing that vaccines are also a significant contributing factor to sudden infant death syndrome. They don't want you to know that, no. So as we talk about all the causes, for instance, of cancer, and I reference here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the toxins coming from all sources, food, water, and air, yet all they talk about, don't eat too much fat, the CDC says. Don't smoke, the CDC says, never acknowledging the fact that the cigarettes that you buy from pig tobacco hardly have any tobacco anymore. It's all genetically modified, loaded with pesticides and thousands of other chemical synthetic constituents to make you addicted and to cause all kinds of problems. Remember the Native Americans and their peace pipes? I don't think they were getting much in the way of lung cancer or otherwise, because medicine is the herbs, are the herbs of a creation. And tobacco, in fact, is good medicine and can be utilized for certain things with certain nutrients that are available to it. And I'm not here advocating as a health show, as a health freedom show. Oh, yeah, everybody should smoke it up, smoke it down. But the point is what you are being sold, those of you that smoke, are not tobacco cigarettes, in my opinion. The least of which is tobacco. It's a bunch of other garbage that, of course, is destined to cause all kinds of problems. And the same thing with vaccination. The whole concept that, oh, if we can elicit an antibody in your child, they'll be forever healthy. Nonsense. You get chickenpox naturally as a child. I think I'll have to cover this again on the Savage Nation this week. You're still going to get, potentially, the reactivation of the chickenpox virus, the herpes zoster varicella, later in life. As you become stressed, as you become toxic and deficient of nutrients to protect against the activation of these latent viruses. And, of course, no, we're all about the antibody. It's only the antibody. If we can identify the virus, you're good for life. No, that's nonsense. It doesn't happen. God didn't give us that ability. Man can't do what God didn't do. Sorry, not so arrogant to think that we could. Not going to happen. And so when you rely on vaccines, you are literally artificially inducing an antibody, if you're lucky, to suppress the expression of disease, heading you downward spiral into chronic degradation diseases at younger and younger ages. Whether it be type 1 diabetes, whether it be autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, you name it, happening to younger and younger children. Of course, quitting smoking before pregnancy will save babies' lives, but so will a lot of other things. And taking folate instead of folic acid. My dear friend Shane Ellison, I hope you've gotten his book, Over the Counter Natural Cures, OTCNaturalCures.com. He talks about folic acid, again, another product of Big Pharma, whereas folate, which you can get in the nutritional yeast and other foods, is the form that you really want to protect, along with the silica, which is very protective, as well as the chromium, the GTF chromium. Think about chromium and chromosomes, protecting the chromosomes, the whole food form of chromium, GTF, which I get from choosetobehealthy.com. Also, if you haven't got the Crusader newspaper, my dear friend Greg Ciola gave us a phone number we all can call to get a free copy if you mention the show this week. Give them a call at the Crusader newspaper, healthtruthrevealed.com, 800-593-6273, 800-593-6273. And I may have mentioned this, was last week we were doing the show, the Health Freedom Expo, which was so phenomenal. And on the panel that I moderated, along with a lot of big players in the natural products industry, we had, Dick Gregory. Boy, oh boy, what did he see? He lived through the civil rights movement, a lot of the people that were assassinated in his lifetime, in a book about the political assassinations throughout history. He said the health freedom movement could be the movement that brings us all together. that restores freedom once and for all, as long as we're willing to defend it, like I am and we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Stand by. Dr. Andrew Wakefield comes back with Callous Disregard for a great interview next.
Due to the recent devastation that occurred in Haiti, Nordic Naturals has a plan to support Haiti disaster relief through an immediate donation to the American Red Cross and a promotional effort that will deliver funds for the community-focused, long-term, sustainable reconstruction initiative of Haiti. Working with the nonprofit organization Architecture for Humanity, Nordic Naturals has launched a special campaign, Open Your Heart to Haiti, whereby consumers purchasing product will be contributing to the fund. During the month of February, Nordic Naturals will contribute 1% of sales to Architecture for Humanity from their best-selling product, Ultimate Omega, in all sizes of liquid and soft gels. Architecture for Humanity is a registered nonprofit design services firm founded to promote architectural and design solutions to global, social, and humanitarian crises. Nordic Naturals has built a strong reputation in the omega fatty acid category by delivering exceptional purity, freshness, taste, and demonstrating environmental responsibility. To learn more, visit NordicNaturals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Robert Scott Bell rocking the health world as we do every week now on GCN Live and all over this great country. This is an international segment. If there ever was one, we have the author of the book, Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Andy Wakefield, and he's written this book. I've been following this story for many years, and you know we've been covering the vaccine controversies for many years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, one of the few shows willing to take on the vaccine establishment, the cult of vaccinology, to really get down to the hard science and the deleterious impact of vaccines on health at all ages, adults as well. But, of course, with the epidemic of autism, those of you who have been listening for many years, you know I identified in my own practice as a homeopath the damage to the gut, the intestinal damage that occurs as a primary starting point of the degradation that leads to the autism spectrum disorders of varying degrees, and that the key is the gut. But there are a lot of other factors here. Dr. Wakefield has been courageous enough basically to be a true scientist, to actually let the facts lead him where they led him and speak the truth about those facts. And for that, he was attacked unceremoniously, ad hominem, and et cetera. as well as now he joins Michael Savage as being one of the two people that should not be on this list, but now banned in Britain. And with that, with what I call now a badge of honor, in fact, I want to welcome Dr. Andy Wakefield to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm pleased to have you on board today. And this is, as I said, something I've been covering for many years. Your research has been very instrumental in awakening a whole slew, a whole other generation of parents particularly that knew something was wrong but didn't have the science to reference. And even if they did or didn't prior, the thing is you don't take on, let's say, a wounded and angry parent, especially a mom. And we've been seeing this movement of awareness growing that these kids were being, let's say, altered after vaccination, yet they didn't have where to go. And you've become quite a lightning rod out there in the field of those that have children that have been damaged. And, you know, just to assess this as a physician or a doctor, you're not necessarily anti-vaccination like I might be as a homeopath because it's fundamentally in opposition to what I believe. But the point is, you were literally being the scientist and letting the facts state what they stated.
That's right. You know, and I'm fascinated to hear your own experience of the bowel disease preceding the rest of the developmental problems, because that's exactly what we first heard. And what we did wasn't rocket science at all. It was merely abiding by the fundamental principles of medicine and listening to the parents or the patient.
Yes.
And then reporting what we found, nothing more than that.
Yeah, and that has become, I guess, a criminal act almost in the medical field to actually acknowledge that parents may be observing things that have a factual basis and could lead us in the right direction to understand maybe we need to look at the whole vaccine paradigm, or even if we are believers in it, those of that still are, how do we modify it so it's safer?
Yeah, I think that's the key. The key is that, you know, I'm not anti-vaccine. Vaccination in principle, in other words, if you can protect lots of children safely, well, that's a laudable idea. But the key has to be that it's a safety-first agenda. How could you argue with that? Put safety first. And if you look at the National Immunization Program, they have six priorities. And safety comes just above having a happy working environment at the NVIP. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. Safety first, above all other things. As you know, the Hippocratic Oath, first, do no harm. So safety has to come before anything else, particularly when you're intending to give something to healthy infants, and indeed every infant in the world.
Well, what point in your process of discovery and uncovering these facts did you realize that the so-called medical establishment would not embrace and want to look deeper, but would begin to shun you and try to quiet you?
Well, what happened to me is that it was just a very simple clinical story. Parents called me as a gastroenterologist and said my child was developing normally, and then they regressed into autism after, in this case, their measles, mumps, rubella vaccine at around 12 to 18 months. And I said, I'm terribly sorry. How can I possibly help you? I'm a gastroenterologist. Well, they said, my child's got terrible bowel problems. So they're bloated. They've got diarrhea. I know they're in pain, but they've lost the ability to speak. They're banging their head against a wall. I know they're in pain, but no one will believe me. And when I tell the doctor my child's got diarrhea, they say, well, they're bound to because they're autistic. Now, that makes no sense. Makes no sense at all. And then when, of course, it came to them saying, and I wasn't anti-vaccine, I adhered to the schedule, I took my kid along to be vaccinated, and then this happened, then they're thrown out of the doctor's office. And that's unacceptable. Or the doctor would say, well, it's coincidence. Well, coincidence is something that, you know, it's a conclusion that you come to after ruling everything else out, after doing diagnostic due diligence. But that wasn't happening. It was just, that's coincidence, and out you go. And you and I know that if that regression, those bowel symptoms that started after, say, natural chickenpox, well, that would have been investigated to the ends of the earth. And people would have been advocating for chickenpox vaccine universally. But because it followed a vaccine, it could not happen. And what happened to me is that the government, aware of the work that I was doing and aware of the fact that I had agreed to act as a medical expert in helping these children get access to the process of justice, the government then called the medical school, called the dean of the medical school, and tried and ultimately succeeded in closing the safety studies down.
in assessing coincidences, two incidences that happen near simultaneous or really close. Again, if you're an investigator, like, let's go back to British roots here, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle wrote about Sherlock Holmes, you would call these things clues that would require further investigation, but rather than being met with interest and intrigue, again, the concept of responding by shutting down doesn't seem like a normal, let's say, medical thing to do if you're truly investigating and invested in finding the facts. Again, was this a great, let's say, disillusionment with your own profession at that point, or had you had inclinations that this might occur?
Well, I have to say, and I may be naive, but I was astonished by the attitude of the government, of my medical school, and my colleagues. And some colleagues would say, look, we're pediatricians, we can't be seen to question the safety of vaccines. Now, that is not scientific, I'm afraid. That is political, that is personal, that is not scientific. And I don't see the world in that way. The parents posed an entirely legitimate question. Was it right or wrong? I don't know. But the only way I'm going to find out is by doing what I can in a scientific context to assess the merits of their argument. No more, no less. And the government trying to block it because quite clearly they feared not only accountability, but liability as well, that they set out to block it. And what happened in the UK, which didn't happen in the US, is that when we introduced the MMR vaccine in 1998, we introduced a vaccine that had already been withdrawn in Canada because it was unsafe. It was causing meningitis. And your audience may not know this, almost certainly won't know this, but this is a very, very murky part of the UK's vaccine agenda. And that vaccine was introduced. Why? Because it was produced by the home team, SmithKline Beecham, because it was cheaper. I don't have an answer for that. But what I do know is that the British government assumed liability for vaccine damage because SmithKline Beecham appeared to be unwilling, without that indemnity, to introduce this knowingly unsafe vaccine.
You know, it gets deeper and deeper, and, you know, this is very upsetting to me because, of course, we're, you know, attacking the innocent children here with things that are clearly not as safe as advertised, and certainly we could talk about efficacy even being called into question, and I think any good scientist would call these things into question. I think what we're talking about is not only academic freedom but scientific freedom to endeavor to find out, again, the facts which have been suppressed. There are so many fields of endeavor where things are being suppressed to such a great degree, but the entire starting point of, as a homeopath, I look at allopathic medicine, is one of suppression. And it only stands to reason that the behavior would continue out into this realm. But I'm certain that there are homeopaths equally guilty of any innovation that is being questioning anything that has happened before. So it is also human nature. We recognize that. But here we're talking about robbing children of their entire lives through the destruction of the gastrointestinal integrity, which, you know, you mentioned as well, Dr. Wakefield, that some had said, well, maybe the autism was, or intimated that maybe the autism was causing the intestinal disorder, which is kind of bizarre when you see these changes in intestinal and bowel habits, and you see simultaneous to that or shortly thereafter these strange behavioral or cognitive or interaction with the world type changes. So this is something we need to touch base on some more. Can you stay with me for another segment?
Of course.
That's great. Dr. Andy Wakefield, he is the author of Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy. Those of my audience, you know you're courageous enough to know the truth and act on it. You want to find out the facts? This book is something you've got to get. There's a foreword by Jenny McCarthy as well. We're going to go deeper into this issue after we come back from this break on the United States of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, we don't hold back on any topic here. Where the facts, where the truth takes us, we go, as we have been for many years. Right now, we've got a scientist, a doctor online with us. His new book, Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy. His name is Dr. Andy Wakefield, and I am honored to have him on board here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, getting deeper to the issues that you don't hear about in the mainstream media, where it's all about sound bites and gotcha. And Dr. Wakefield, you were recently on the Today Show, and I thought, how strange the coincidence that the announcement of your banning in England happened almost hours before you appeared on the Today Show for an ambush. And yet, when I read about the so-called council that was investigating you, actually, I can read it right from the article. The council was investigating how Wakefield and colleagues carried out their research, not the science behind it. Oops, excuse me, but they're discrediting everything, yet they did not even investigate it. They're not even challenging your findings.
No, and they're not in a position to do that because they don't know anything about it. What underlined their decision is the fact that they don't understand the difference between science and clinical medicine either, and what the fundamental mistake they made. And bear in mind that leading this team of investigators was the world's leading pediatric gastroenterologist, Professor John Walker Smith, that the children were being investigated according to their clinical symptoms. This was a clinical investigation. The panel against us chose to believe that it was research. It was not. It was based upon the merits of the diarrhea, the pain, and the neurological deterioration that these children had undergone, and people had ignored this in the past. But that doesn't make his investigation of these children any less clinically mediated. So the second part was that, yes, I undertook some research on the biopsies that were taken from the diseased intestine of these children during the clinical procedure, and that was covered by an ethical approval. And they ignored that. They ignored that and came to the conclusion that this was unethical experimentation. It is beyond me how they came to that conclusion, unless, of course, their decision had been taken in advance of the hearing ever starting. So if people want to read this, I thank you very much for mentioning the book. It's on callous-disregard.com, and it really goes into how the system sets out to crush dissent, to isolate doctors who bring an important but unwelcome message, and how they indulge in what has now become editorial genocide to bury these children, to literally throw them into a mass grave where their history, their findings, their disease are covered over, hopefully to them, for all time, so that the truth doesn't emerge. And it is a great sadness to me that science and medicine can behave in this way, reading the headlines, acting on knee-jerk responses, and not going beneath those headlines to find out what actually happened.
Yeah, you're not alone in the attacks that have happened within the scientific community or even from the media perspective. There was a book out some years ago. I interviewed the author, Gary Matsumoto. He wrote a book called Vaccine A, and it was the story of the anthrax vaccine and the Gulf War illness that happened only in the soldiers from the countries that actually utilized the anthrax vaccination. And he linked it to fat, basically squalene, which is safe to ingest. It's safe to utilize topically, but once injected, creates hyperimmune responses and all kinds of havoc within the body. And he was blacklisted from his own profession. Also, Professor Peter Duisberg, the youngest member of the National Academy of Sciences so many years ago, elected to that. And he questioned the HIV causation hypothesis with sound science, simply asked questions. They've never refuted his science, and yet they've attacked him and ostracized him and basically relegated him to the ash heap of science. And Dr. Wakefield is now in company there for simply following the facts, doing the science as science is supposed to be done. And we're going to have Dr. Wakefield on for one more bonus segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. His book, Callous Disregard, callous-disregard, callous-disregard.com. Make sure you get a copy of this so we can spread the facts out instead of the propaganda. This is the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Coming right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are back and rocking the health world for freedom, liberty, and the health of the children, as they say. When you hear it from the politicians, run, hold your pockets, hide your children. But not what we do here. We get to the bottom of these stories and really get out the information that's not allowed to be, relayed through the mainstream media without it being marginalized and attacked, as has Dr. Andy Wakefield here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Callous disregard, autism and vaccines, the truth behind a tragedy. Please get the book. Read the real facts behind the story before you believe anything that the mainstream media tries to claim is real. They're making it up as they go along simply because they like sheeple. They like you taking your shots without question. Mom and Dad, you out there listening, get this book. The children you save may be your own or your other family members. And that's why we have Dr. Wakefield online with us here. And Dr. Wakefield, you know, this has been an astonishing wake-up call for you in your own profession. It's been, you know, probably nauseating to see the response to simply positing these facts and uncovering some really uncomfortable things about the vaccine paradigm, per se, but certainly the safety of that which is already there. So parents are wondering, well, what the heck can we do now? What do we do with this information? Do we listen to our gut? You know, and that's a real thing. The gut brain is very real.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, what the true tragedy is that there are so many sick children out there, so many sick children, and there has never been a study comparing the long-term health outcomes for vaccinated versus unvaccinated children. The government are so reluctant to do it. They are fighting tooth and nail not to have to do that study. And when that happens, that makes me wonder why. And is there a very good reason? Because, in fact, they already anticipate the outcome. But never have children in this country or the developed world had so much chronic debilitating disease. And what has changed? What are the main determinants of immune disease? Well, infectious exposure and change in infectious exposure. So you've got to look at vaccines as a priority.
Yeah, so that's it's another thing. We're encouraging parents to really pay attention to their children. Also look, ask questions. We shall not be a sheeple because there are conflicts of interest within the government, within the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and they do not have your interest at heart, but perhaps just their bottom line. There can be some more nefarious schemes that we can attribute to them, but we don't even need to. The point is, are they dangerous? Are they not? And if so, you have a decision to make about the best way to protect your children.
And, of course, Dr. Wakefield, your book, your research, and, you know, your observations are doing a world of good, despite all the attacks, or maybe because of them, in raising the awareness of what I believe is an obligation of parents to protect their children.
It is an absolutely, you know, in the end, this is not going to be a victory from the top down, because whatever your feelings about the president, there are too many drug company lobbyists between him and the people that he's sworn to serve for him to act definitively in this. Too many so-called experts telling him that vaccine policy is good and more is better. Well, this is going to come from the bottom up. It has to come from people listening to programs like yours and saying, actually, there really is a problem. And we need answers, not anti-vaccine or whatever, but just we need answers because we're not happy with what we're being told. And there are more and more vaccines being pushed onto the market. It's the big growth area for pharmaceutical companies now because there are no more drugs in the pipeline. The major pharma drug pipeline is dried up and the drugs are coming off patent and they are looking to vaccines as their future, and they will go on making them and putting that there and shortcutting safety studies and getting premature licensure, and then we're going to run into big, big problems. And that recent debacle with the infection of a rotavirus vaccine with a pig circovirus, the consequences of which no one knows, one has any idea, is just one such example.
Well, imagine if they had found pig virus DNA in a bottle of Echinacea angustifolia.
It would
be banned yesterday, but of course, if they're going to inject it into your child, it's okay.
Yeah, it is extremely worrying, that kind of cavalier approach to safety. Mm. And then for someone to come out and say the benefits greatly exceed the risks, well, they don't know what the risks are, and so that is a deception of the American people.
Yeah, and the benefits aren't even clear as well, because is the antibody enough to protect you from any given disease? I would just look at adults who had chickenpox as children, and they suffer from the same damn virus. When they're adults, the chickenpox virus strikes, and they call it shingles. So the basic paradigm needs to be questioned, as well as the whole safety behind it. We have to end this corporate pharmaceutical welfare. And Dr. Wakefield, I am so honored that you're continuing your good works. It sounds like the parents are out there supporting you and demanding more of this information be revealed.
That's been a great pleasure being on the show, and happy to come back anytime.
Oh, I'll be glad to have you back on board. Callous Disregard, callous-disregard.com. We have links up at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. We may have robertscottbell.com up and running by the time you hear this, and I appreciate all y'all being a part of the United States' Health Talk Radio, especially our honored guest today, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, coming right back with more powerful healing.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping up this week's show on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Thank you for being a part of it. Keep checking into the blog, robertscadbell.blogspot.com. Streaming the podcast 24/7 each week, so there's loads more ways to listen and keep the power of healing flowing to all of you and all over the world. Your family members, let them know about the show. Special shout out to my good friends at Radio Colorado Network all over Colorado. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks the health world, and I appreciate you guys at RCN for keeping it going there. Also, I just want to thank Dr. Wakefield and just give you some info that they don't want you to know, hearken to Kevin Trudeau. Also, a special shout-out to my good friend Lan Lamphere. He's starting his overnight AM, kicking it back into gear. And if you want somebody that doesn't take any BS, you're going to have a good ride with the overnight AM show. You can check it out at TalkStreamLive.com or LanLamphere.com. I'll have those linked up at the new site as well. Lots of good things happening. But healing the gut! The damage to the gut from vaccines, and I've done a lot of work with this for many years, including working with the author of what's that book? Now I can't think of it. She does a lot of work with the yeast things, but let me just suffice it to tell you that when you utilize something like silver hydrosol, nanometer-sized particles, they don't get to the gut very easily because they absorb so rapidly in the mucous membranes of the mouth. So to take a teaspoon to a tablespoon or two, depending on the size of the person, with an equivalent amount of aloe vera juice ensures delivery into the gut. Now, why is that important? Because when we have to repair the damage caused by the antibiotics and the vaccines, we've got to get the silver in there to literally accelerate the tissue regrowth, the healing. That's why silver is used in burn care centers around the world for third-degree burns, because it accelerates tissue regrowth. Healthy tissue without scarring. They just neglect to understand that the same thing will happen in the gut. Now, it's true you will eradicate all the flora, but it's very easy to replace the flora by utilizing the Probiotics 12 Plus that we utilize. So go to probiotics12plus.com or give Jonathan a call and get 866-424-1077 and get the probiotics there. I think they even sell Sovereign Silver as well. And also my good friends at healthtruthreveal.com. Now, one more story before we go to our Liberty Pulse update to wrap up this week has to do with Avandia, another drug related to diabetes, which is another thing we can reverse easily without drugs. The FDA denies suppressing an Avandia study. The impact of the risk is substantial. And they estimate 48,000 patients experience serious cardiovascular harm or death as a result of using Avandia. And this was the comparative study with Actos, not that Actos any great shakes, and it goes back to Vioxx. And Dr. David Graham warning us all about the lack of ability of the FDA to protect, much less the will to protect anybody. But why are we even arguing about the obvious danger of these drugs for diabetes, which in nearly every case is the result of a GTF chromium deficiency? And for fractions of a penny on the fiat dollar, we can reverse nearly every case of diabetes without drugs. However, that cannot be allowed in a government-sanctioned medical monopoly. You're not allowed to know this, for it eats into the illicit profits gleaned by keeping you and me, the sheeple, not you and me, I know we're not the sheeple anymore, but the rest of them, ignorant of inexpensive natural cures. And more government will not solve this crisis. In fact, government facilitates it. So get your GTF chromium. You can go to healthtruthreveal.com or call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, and we can get good candidates into office that believe in limiting
the government based on the Constitution. My goodness, that's why we are joined for a Liberty Pulse update by Kurt Wallace. Welcome back, Kurt.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, there's a guy by the name of Jake Towne who is really making some waves up in Pennsylvania's 15th district. He's going up against Charlie Dent, who's an establishment, big government Republican, and wants to take our freedoms away. And this is a great opportunity. He's actually raised over $34,000 as an independent. They're having a money bomb on June 15th for Jake Towne at townforcongress.com, and hoping to raise $50,000. If they can do that, they're going to make some waves in the press. And, of course, he'll be able to get his message out there even further. This guy's taking off a year of his life to campaign. He's not working. All he's doing is campaigning. He's going door-to-door every day, writing articles, meeting with people. Anyone who donates to him, he calls them personally and thanks them for the donation. This is a citizen candidate, solid guy.
Jake Towne's a good guy. We had him on last hour, and these are the citizens we want coming into Congress because they understand the reason for government, and it's not to provide everything for everybody, much less prevent you from doing what you know is best. He was actually at a farmer's market helping raw milk. You know, he's a good guy. Now, on the update side from Liberty Pulse, big story. We've been covering it here. I covered it on Savage. We'll do some more on it. But the beat back of the FDA by Jonathan Emord.
Yeah, you know, this is a very interesting story because the FDA has been terrorizing natural health industry for quite a long time. This is a big win for free speech. And basically, it's on the First Amendment. Selenium can help in reducing the risk of cancer. And these companies have been shut down from being able to say that because of the FDA and their Gestapo methods. However, they won in United States District Court against the FDA. So they're able to say that selenium now does help reduce the risk of cancer. This opens the door for opportunities for other health remedies that are natural, that aren't being suppressed by the FDA and the big pharma companies.
Yeah, exactly. This is huge news, and it's the seventh time he's beaten the FDA, and each time they try to find a way to squirm out from under it. I think if the people wake up, if they visit LibertyPulse.com, Kurt, your good works in aggregating the news for those who love liberty is growing, and I encourage my listening audience to plug into what you're doing, Kurt, and I appreciate the update very much.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks for helping me rock the health world as we do every week now on GCNLive.com. Those of you listening through TalkStreamLive.com, shout out to Bill Fries. That's a great place to get your talk radio all over if you don't get it locally, like on the great affiliates that are carrying the Robert Scott Bell Show live, which I'm so appreciative of. And there's lots more to do, of course, as we will every week. Next week, we're going to talk to my good friend Stuart Tomk. There's lots of controversy about essential fats. This guy is as smart as anybody out there in understanding the role of essential fats for regenerative medicine, much less reducing inflammation and pain, so you don't have to resort to toxic medicines of big pharma and big government keeping you a sheeple, a toxic sheeple. No, not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, robertscottbell.blogspot.com. Sign up for all the things that are coming up. It'll be as free as long as we can keep it that way because, you know, the passion here for healing is unmatched by anywhere, anybody else in radio or in media, and I'm grateful that you join me every week here. Remember, that's what we try to do is just remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.